Nolte, trans suspect accused of plotting mass shooting arrested on Transgender Day of Visibility. By John Nolte on April 7, 2023. The Transgender Day of Visibility was March 31. The same day 19-year-old William Whitworth was arrested for allegedly plotting to shoot up a bunch of schools in the Colorado Springs, Colorado, area. William, a man who identifies as a woman named Lily, is now charged with two counts of attempted first-degree murder. The Elbert County Sheriff's Office arrested the transsexual Whitworth on March 31, which is also the oh-so-precious Trans Day of Visibility. Police say they discovered floor plans to a local middle school and that Whitworth admitted to wanting to go into the school guns blazing. Whitworth's sister turned him in, God bless her, and, per the authorities, he's been planning this massacre for a month or two. Also on his alleged target list was a local elementary school. The police say the whole package was there, a manifesto, instructions on how to print a 3D gun, and an apparent substance abuse problem. Police say they found him in bed drunk. If this guy was indeed planning a mass shooting, and if he had pulled it off, that would have been the fifth mass shooting committed by someone who identifies as transsexual, or non-binary, grown, in just 5 years. Late last month, a woman who identifies as a man murdered six people at a Nashville Christian school, including 3 9-year-olds. In November of 2022, a man who identifies as a transsexual was charged with shooting up a gay nightclub in Colorado, killing five. In May of 2019, a woman who identifies as a man shot up a school, killing one. In November of 2018, a man who identifies as a woman killed three in a mass shooting in Maryland. What a great idea, removing transsexual as a mental health problem. Forget about the sick transsexual obsession with sexualizing and grooming little kids. Compared to what we've seen over the past 10 or so days, that's the least of our problems with this extremist ideology. GLAAD describes the Trans Day of Visibility as a day to celebrate the lives and contributions of trans people. President Joe Biden marked the day by declaring, "Transgender Americans shape our nation's soul." Look around, on top of four mass shootings and Whitworth's alleged attempt at a mass shooting, we're seeing the Trans Day of Visibility and the days surrounding it, celebrated by transsexuals ganging up and assaulting real women guilty of nothing more than standing up for their right not to be ogled in the locker room by a naked man. Here's one. Be sure to watch the horrific video. Former NCAA women's swimming star Riley Gaines was reportedly ambushed and hit by a man wearing a dress at San Francisco State University on Thursday after giving a speech about saving women's sports during a Turning Point USA and Leadership Institute event on the campus. Gaines' agent said, "Instead of a thoughtful discussion tonight at SFSU, Riley was violently accosted, shouted at, physically assaulted, and barricaded in a room by protesters." Here's number two. Posey Parker, a women's rights campaigner branded a TERF by transgender activists and their allies, said police told her she was lucky to be alive after being attacked at a rally in New Zealand. Have you noticed that the most toxic males in our society are the ones wearing dresses? In this leftist utopia, all a guy has to do to get away with harassing, menacing, bullying, and battering a woman is put on a dress. A guy wearing a dress can hurl sexist slurs, assault, and terrify any woman he wants. The silence coming from the White House, the Democrats, and the leaders of the trans movement is unquestionably consent and approval of this behavior, if not outright endorsing it, to silence and injure the political opposition. The corporate media sure aren't silent. The corporate media are openly sympathetic to the mass shooter, harassers, and batterers. Get out of the blue cities, y'all. This is not a drill. Follow John Nolte on Twitter at NolteNC. Follow his Facebook page here.